Blog Talk Radio.
Why? Because BT just decided it wanted to. That's why.
Matrix. She's been making cupcakes now. Yeah.
I know. She's been impressive.
We moved. I know. She moved on from hot wings and she went straight to cupcakes. So.
That'll happen to you if you don't have enough for the class, you know.
No. These are from the. Okay. Introduce the show, then I'll tell everybody the whole the cupcake thing. Because I think Ginger wasn't on when I told
And that chick over there. That's true. That chick over there, the redhead over in the corner, the hot little one right there. Yeah, the one with my brand on her ass. That'd be Ginger Rock.
The one that's wondering where the hell her cupcakes are.
You really want to know where the cupcakes are?
They're in my pants, and you have to go looking for them.
Woo-hoo! Dig around with both hands. Oh, pants.
I can do that. Nice, dude.
All right, so what? Okay, tell us about the cupcakes, because we're all dying.
Okay. No, you're not all dying.
We're dying of hunger.
Well, I can't help you. They're not real cupcakes. Mm-hmm. They're virtual cupcakes. You guys know I was addicted to the Papa's Wingaria? Is it Wingaria? I don't know how to say it. Anyway, they released a new one today. It's Papa's...
Wingardium Leviosa?
No. It's right. Papa's Cupcakeria. And I've been making cupcakes. And, of course, Snow has been killing herself laughing because I was already cussing at my first customer. Who the fuck orders sprinkles and chocolate chips on their cupcakes? I'm just wondering.
She said, why is this bitch up in here with a paintbrush behind her ear?
Yeah, she did.
I don't know.
Sometimes you wonder about your customers. They can't hear me, thank God. But, yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be my new addiction. Yeah, y'all look for her. Oh, my God, so obsessed with that one. I had Ginger hooked on the Jacksmith for about a day or so.
That one is amazing, and I started losing my life to it, and I was like, no, I've already got other games I'm losing my life to, like Minecraft again. Why can't I get away from that game? Every time I think I'm done, I'm like, I'm done. This is boring. I'm out. And then I get sucked back in. I don't know how the hell it happened.
I'm sorry.
You sound like a gangster. I try and try to get out, but they just keep pulling me back in.
Seriously, I'm on the hunt for a good adult server. If anybody happens to know of a server with, like, an adult population?
No.
And by adult, I don't mean 16. I mean over the age of 18. That'd be great. Thanks.
Well, 18 is not adult. You know, that psychologist is saying you're not legally an adult. Well, not legally. You're not mentally an adult until by the time you hit 25. So...
I'd rather not be. There's a bunch of 12-year-olds who play this game, and I have a mouth on me, and I don't want to be corrupting the future generations of gamers yet.
You imagine?
Girl, you already are.
Yeah, probably.
We we may need to rethink that because we may want to corrupt, yes.
But, you know, the thing
if
is...
I have to.
But the way the younger generation is right now in gaming, and I can tell when I'm playing any games that I play at all, any online games, the way they're right now, corrupting them is only going to make them better. We're going to make them better by, quote, corrupting them, because we're going to give them access to actual intelligent conversation and intelligent people and women who aren't actually like, oh, my God, can you, like, help me come beat this? Because I don't know how, and I could totally use a big, strong man to come save me.
That is very true. That is very true.
All right,
I'll have to take pictures of my house and my whole little setup. I've got railways and a farm and a
You have gone too far. That's what I'm gonna say. You have gone too far.
I gotta expand my railway now. It's not going far enough, but yeah.
Like says the woman who's sprinkling rainbow sprinkles on a cupcake as we speak.
Hotness.
I didn't put enough
cupcakes. I'm thinking I got some muffin mix.
Dude, I got an actual cake in there, so this is gonna be bad.
You know, I think I do too.
You see. See, this is the bad part about food games. Whatever it is they're eating, I want some, too. I want to eat some. That's why I like when it's imaginary food, because I don't know, you know, what it is, and then I don't get hungry. Like, when I play Skyrim, I'm not wanting any of the things that are in Skyrim, except for that celery soup, apple. What is it? Apple celery soup or something? It's something to do with apples, and it seems like it might taste good. I don't know what it is. It seems like it might taste good.
Well, celeries make me sick, so.
Celery?
Yeah, I don't know what it is about it every time, because I'll eat it. Every time, I end up sick as a dog afterwards.
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not a bad word, but that's odd. I never met anybody with a celery allergy before.
I guess that's what it is. I mean, because every time I get pukey and sick, it's not cute.
I wonder what's in it that's making you sick.
I don't know.
Because those are like, that's empty. It doesn't even have any calories. All it is just water.
That's why it's like, because I like to eat them. I mean, empty calories.
You get pukey when you eat what?
Celery.
Oh, no, there's actually chemicals in celery that may not agree with your stomach.
Oh, well, we know that much, but I'm like, it's odd because, you know, usually vegetable, most every kind of vegetable agrees with everybody. Not everybody.
No.
But that's
not
weird.
Necessarily. That's weird. Not necessarily.
It's very weird.
Yeah, that it does every time, and I love it. I mean, because I used to eat it as a kid. I mean, by itself, or with peanut butter, or even with some like that spray-on cheese. Oh my God! But
that's good shit right there.
Yeah, that is. And I eat it now. I mean, like I was eating it raw just the other day and made myself sick. I don't know what the hell the deal was. And
I've seen the, you know, the swelling. Like, I can't eat kiwi. It's the whole swelling, tongue swelling business. Like, you know,
it's
what
not
it is.
That. I just.
But you actually throw up. It's weird.
It's very weird. It leaves this weird acid taste feel in my mouth. And yeah.
Ew. Oh, please don't. Please don't.
Sorry. My bad. My bad. Apparently, I'm going to go ahead and just jump right in on the news here because, what was it? Hold on, let me get over here. General Michael Hayden is a former NSA and CIA chief, and his dumbass should go, like, put a Ziploc bag over his head and just drown somewhere. But anyways, he decided to say that anybody who supports Edward Snowden, and everybody here knows who Edward Snowden is, right? Edward Snowden is the guy who leaked all that information, and he just got asylum in Russia, and he's kind of hot. I do dirty things to him. But General Michael Hayden decided to call anybody who supported him a nihilist, anarchist, activist, lulzsec, anonymous 20-something who hasn't talked to the opposite sex in 5 or 6 years. Personally, I'm not 20-something. I'm not an anarchist and not really an activist. Not lulzsec, not anonymous. Not a nihilist. A nihilist? I'm probably saying that wrong. But anyways, not any of those things. And I've had sex recently. So, fuck you, because I do happen to support Snowden. I'm a little bit worried for Snowden. I'm a little afraid he's not going to make it much longer. I'm afraid he's going to end up mysteriously dead. No?
I can't remember. No, I'm trying to get my passwords so I can log in. Sorry.
Let me go ahead and make a comment on this real quick. This idiot from the NSA is insulting the very people he's going to be looking to for help in order to do what his organization is looking to do.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Exactly. Where the hell are you going to get a hacker?
The government agencies, exactly, the government agencies are all looking for the next best hacker, the next greatest thing, the next new talent when it comes to breaking codes, when it comes to doing things that may not necessarily be legal. They're always looking for this, and yet you're going to sit here and you are going to insult the very people that you need to work for you. And I got to tell you, dude, I know hackers personally, and they are nothing like what you are describing. They look like normal people, like average people you would see walking down the street. You would have no idea that they are some of the best hackers. Seriously, you would have no clue at all. I'm not one of them, mind you. I can't hack. Don't come looking to me. I can't do it, I promise. But I've known some in my life, and they look like normal, average people. They are not, you know, they are not living in a basement. They're not greasy. They're not, you know, with pimples all over their face or anything like that. They're not the stereotype of what you think a hacker would be. They're not disgusting. They're very well dressed, you know.
They look like Hugh Jackman because wasn't Hugh Jackman a hacker in that movie? Neo,
yes.
I'm thinking all hot. pick one.
Right? Well, that's not what the average person thinks. The average person thinks that the hackers are these gross, obese, you know, nasty people living in a dirty basement of their parents' house, eating nothing but fast food and yelling up, "Ma, bring me some Twinkies," you know? That's what they think hackers are. And I got to tell you, y'all have no idea.
On Earth.
You said what?
So those are the most disgusting form of food on
Twinkies?
Earth. Sorry.
You are on your own.
Twinkies are nasty.
I love me some Twinkies. A nice warm Twinkie with some milk.
No,
I'm all
nasty.
I'm about it.
Mm. Okay, move on from food. Move on. Okay. I'm just saying, he made a huge mistake by insulting the very people he's going to be looking to for help. Are you stupid? Is that what's going on?
I think he is. I think he's one of those who's scared of technology, scared of learning of the future, I guess, wants to control everything and knows without a doubt, he has no grit, no control on this. I don't know. He pisses me off is what it comes down to. He's a tool and just seriously one greasy hamburger away from a heart attack. Anyways,
Wait now.
What?
You too? I want to jump in too.
You go right on ahead.
You jump in.
Here's my issue with Mr. Hayden. It's not even so much as needing the hacker's help.
Uh-huh.
It's that he just made himself and the NSA a target.
He did.
Every hacker in the known universe is now going to be looking to get back at him because he said that. Every single one. And I've been saying this all along. The thing that went down with Snowden is a very fine line that we're walking there. I understand the NSA has to do what they have to do to try to keep us safe. On the other hand, don't lie to us about it. If you had told cell phone companies, here, you need to add this to your terms and conditions that, you know, by signing up for this cell phone service, you also agree that there's possibility the NSA may be watching your phone records, and they make you sign stuff when you go in. Just make sure that part is in bold and the person agrees to it. And if they agree to it, nobody's mad because they're like, well, I agreed to it. Nobody agrees.
I don't agree to it. I've got privacy, damn it.
No, I'm not talking about you. I mean, you know how we are here. We're pretty much well aware of what's going on. But most average Joes are like, just give me my damn phone and I agree to it. And later on, if it comes back up, and then they're like, well, I signed a contract with the phone, I agree to it. Most people are logical and reasonable enough to say, you know, I don't like it, but I went ahead and agreed to it. So I don't need to be, you know, jumping down the NSA's throat.
I would say that's a great idea, except how much have we harped on that people sign these little things to play games, you know, the little...
No, I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you that part. I'm saying, logically, if the NSA would say, let's put it on the table, Now, people, we already know people aren't going to read, but I would guarantee you people would be less angry if they knew, if this was to come back up in the back of their mind. Let's say they had already done this, NSA had got with every cell phone company, even Xbox, and people had went ahead and agreed to this. People are less inclined to be angry and trying to go after the NSA or attacking Edward Snowden, because they already know when I signed this, I agreed to it. I didn't think they would do it, but I already agreed to it. So really, this is not big news. You know, of course, they're watching my phone, and I maybe shouldn't have signed it, but I did. You have to accept responsibility for something that you did. I'm not saying that they were right and people are going to be paying attention, but less inclined to be so upset, because people, everybody's upset. A lot of people don't even know what they're upset about, to be honest with you. I got in an argument with a stupid person I bring up every couple of days that was like, that Edward Snowden is going to pay for his crimes and what he did.
Yes, what crimes?
Seriously? This is a stupid person I was talking to, a stupid person. And this person has no technical background whatsoever, didn't understand what had happened, what Edward Snowden had done. But the NSA should not have lied. And what's making it worse is you put somebody in front, he might as well go ahead and get into bed with Don Mattress over there, because he just opened his mouth and said something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
The NSA, again, I understand what they have to do. They have to keep us safe. And I'm mad about the lie. I'm not mad about the spying. You got to do what you got to do. You know, keep them from blowing
me up. Oh, I totally am.
But
the deal is, we have the right to privacy inside our own homes. Our computers are inside our own homes. Our hard drives are inside our own homes. Sure, the internet has to come into our house. I get that, but we have, or should have, privacy of our own communications. To know that right now we're using Skype, to know that anything we say when we type in Skype can be monitored, is irritating.
Well, you agreed to that when you downloaded Skype, unfortunately.
It's true. I did. But it doesn't make it right.
Ah, but see how much calmer you are when I told you you already agreed to it when you signed up with Skype? If they'd just done this from get-go. Edward Snowden wouldn't have had anything to tell. Even if he did come out and say, you know, they're watching you, they'd be like, well, I already signed up for it. I didn't think they would do it. I was hoping they wouldn't, but if they are, what can I do at this point? But the thing is, now nobody understands what they're mad at. One, two, NSA, you already are under scrutiny from the people in your own country. Yeah, they're mad at Edward Snowden. They're mad at you too. You just made matters worse by standing up and saying, aha, you hackers, you don't even have sex with anybody. You're just a bunch of little – that's what he did. It sounds like Revenge of the Nerds, the jocks versus the geeks. I'm a jock.
Yes.
Look at how cool I am. you've never even seen a girl. Really, that's what you do? You're a general. You're supposed to be indicative of our military, and you went to the childish place with the you're stupid and your finger – dude. Somebody take his stuff from him. And now you just made us, again, a target. And we're not talking about just a target from American hackers. Worldwide, there's already people that were defacing what was it? Somebody defaced one of the Justice Departments or something like that. And it was CSNBC or something like that? One of the major networks. They took over their Twitter and everything. And they were terrorists. Oops, I shouldn't have said terrorists because, you know, terrorists. NSA is now flagging us because when we say that word. But I
figured it'd be something more like jihad and president and.
Yeah, they're still. That was just a stupid thing to do, monumentally stupid. He should be. Obama should be taking him to task right now. Keep your fucking mouth.
Obama canceled the stupid talks over in Russia because of all of this. He's like, no, you've got my toy. I'm not going to come play with you.
Oh, wait a minute, Council. What talks? Who did what?
I don't know what the talks are about. I'm going to be honest here. But there was some sort of summit that was supposed to be going on over there. And, yeah, now he's not going because they won't hand over.
Oh, they won't hand over Snowden. Well, he can't go after this, even if he decided, you know what, I'm just going to go over as a good faith. Now he can't, because this guy opened his mouth. Don't be saying stupid shit, because now you just put president in danger. Just stop talking, some of you in the White House. You will need to get I can't say get younger people, because the younger people are stupid, too. You know what? I'm going to tell y'all what honestly here. All of us here, we're in the middle generation, where we were here before internet and we're here after. And the people on either sides of us are all fucking stupid. The older people and the younger people are stupid. The younger people say shit on Twitter they shouldn't say. The older people say shit on Twitter they shouldn't say. And we're sitting here like, mm-mm.
Yeah, it's like that boy who was on Facebook and said he was going to go blow up his school or whatnot. And he ends up getting put in jail for it. And he's all, it was just a joke. joke. It was a tasteless joke, and
you missed it. Oh, we had one of those ourselves.
Really?
Yeah, we did. In defense of what was this? Vanderhaar. Yeah,
Vonderhaar.
Mr. Vonderhaar over there at Call of Duty. When they did the update, they were threatening his family and his.
I saw that, which was.
Well, no, it got worse. We went and defended him, and then we had one that came over. He didn't threaten us, but he called Snow a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And so, all right, explain to me, because I was out. Why were they pissed off about that? I mean, it was an update. Boo the fucking who?
It was a
okay. Let me break it down to you. Let me break it down for you real quick. All right. I got on there and I said. No one has any right to threaten violence or against him or his family or something like that. And he goes, we weren't being literal, you fucking idiot. My response was, who are you again?
Some of you people.
Seriously, just because you think you're not being literal, you cannot speak for every other person that has ever even tweeted that out to somebody.
Because they're on the internet that they can say all the shit that they can say. They can kill you. They can rape you. They're going to do all this shit. And they think they can get away with that. If you said that shit to me in real life, oh, hell, buddy. You better believe you're going to walk away with at least a bloody nose.
Well, they won't say it in real life. That's what makes it hilarious.
They're fucking little shit.
Yeah. God.
Spineless little bitches is what they are.
I would have loved to have seen that guy come up to me in real life and call me a fucking idiot and see what would have happened.
He'd say it, but from afar and under his breath with his hand in front of his mouth. He'd say it.
Yeah, hell, it ain't his mouth.
He
better worry
about. He would be right up in my face and do it.
No. I feel like if you are, if you can't say it to my face, don't say it at all. I have no respect for cowards. I would rather you say it to my face and go about your way, whatever have you, but don't say it on the internet. I have no respect for you. I laugh at you. If you want to know the truth here, I laugh at you. I think you're hilarious when you do stuff like that over Twitter. Believe you me, if I'm standing in front of you,
response,
I'll say it to
you. My response literally was, who are you again? I mean, seriously, why should I be bothered if some random dude on the internet thinks I'm a fucking idiot? That really has no bearing on my life whatsoever.
But don't you know his kill death ratio? That makes him so important.
Oh, we had one of those on Facebook too.
We did? Oh yeah, we did. I remember that.
The one that was going on about, I have such and such score in Call of Duty. What's you guys' score since you think you're so big? I said, dude, we're real gamers. We play more. We play everything. Y'all, you're playing is one game. When you get good at all of them, come talk to us.
These guys need to be voted off the earth. And this is the reason why some of you guys are never going to get laid. And I can say that. Mr. Hayden, you can't, because the last time you had sex, you probably had to pay for it. Have you seen that, dude?
Oh, damn. No, let's give Snow a picture of him so she can put him up on Twitch. Let's take a look at this here, Mr. Hayden.
Oh, no, I have the link. You want me to just link the article?
Yeah, here. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll pull up the article. How about that?
Let's go ahead and see what
he
says. He
is, okay. Now, I'm not going to start insulting him, but I do want to say that he is of the older generation, so obviously his thoughts on what the younger generation is completely skewed by his background and his life experiences. And before you start insulting someone else, you need to take a moment to actually try and understand that person or that demographic and try to understand where they're coming from and what exactly they do, so you don't look like a complete idiot like General Hayden does right here. Seriously. He does not understand the younger demographic. He does not understand hackers. He doesn't understand any of this because he is of the older generation, and the older generation is of the mindset that the country is never wrong.
Well, you know what? I don't even go to that far, Snow. I go to the fact that it's not professional. Whether you understand
it
and whether you understand it or not, don't open your mouth to insult anybody, especially with things like this. These are petty little personal things. And he's not even a good-looking older guy. Really, dude?
Oh, this
no, he's really not.
Nice suit. That's all I got. I can't say anything else. It's a nice suit you got on there, dude. That's about all I can say.
You ain't got nothing nice to say. Don't say nothing at all.
Yeah, that's all I can say. Nice. I think the older generation and the ones after us have the exact same problem. They have no mouth filter. You're right, though. They think they're right. Mm-hmm. And so the younger people. Younger people just think they're right because we're younger. And I, nobody else has thought of this before. And, you know, I'm new here, so I've thought of everything. I've thought of everything you didn't think of. And the older people, I know everything. I don't need to learn anything else. I've seen everything. Older people, you've not seen everything. Younger people, neither have you. What you all need to do is learn to be quiet. How does the saying go? It's best to keep your mouth closed and have people think you're a fool than to open your mouth and prove it. Shut the fuck up sometimes. Just shut up.
Yes.
You don't, and you have no reason for saying this, especially places, Twitter, Facebook, because you have time to think about what you're going to say or what you're going to type. This guy here, you have to realize that this is not 1946. There are cameras everywhere. I mean, you can't walk outside and not be caught on camera. I got caught on camera today taking out the trash. Somebody was filming my building.
Did you have clothes on?
This time I did, thank goodness, because, you know, sometimes y'all do know sometimes I do roll outside T-shirt and be like, I'm throwing up my trash. Fuck y'all. It's my house. But, yeah. So the thing is you have to be aware. There's always somebody around watching you, and it may be hard to be on your guard all the time, but you have to be. You cannot be saying stuff. And perfect example, we talked about, we keep bringing this up because it's an absolute perfect example. The girl, what was her face that destroyed that guy's career from a conversation she overheard?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
I can't think what her name was. A joke that wasn't even aimed at her, wasn't said to her. She just happened to overhear it.
Mm-hmm.
She stuck her fucking little nose into places that didn't belong.
And destroyed a man's career. So, and this is, you know,
more than one man's career.
Yeah. So you have to be aware when you are out in public, especially when you have a position like General Hayden here, that people are going to be listening to you. They're going to repeat it. It's going to be repeated, as I said this morning, in perpetuity, forever. It's going to be on the internet forever. And even if you maybe didn't mean it the way you said it, it's already there. It's too late. So be very careful. I always find it funny. A lot of people are mad at the president because they're like, he makes speeches and he doesn't really say anything one way or definitive or the other. That's a skill. That's a skill.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a skill. We've not had any scandals where he messed up and said the wrong thing or he said something, you know, the mic was not left on. He's very careful because he's the first president we've had that is very tech aware. He understands if I say it, it's out there for good.
Exactly.
I can't take it back. I can't have it erased. Again, this is not 1946 where, you know, you can go around and snatch up all the newspapers and call the newspaper and threaten them. How are you going to threaten 40 million tweeters and the 80 billion that are on Facebook and say, don't post that up? You can't. So the best thing for
I don't know if they can't anymore. There's been a lot of stuff that's gone on recently. It's kind of...
You can't.
No, they really can't because not everyone is in the U.S., and once it gets on the internet, someone from outside the U.S. is going to snatch it up, and they're going to repost it.
Yeah.
And there's no way that the U.S. government can threaten somebody in Kazakhstan and be like, dude, we're going to come to your house, and we're going to...
Yeah, and not just... I use Facebook and Twitter, but, Ginger, you realize there's millions of websites. I hit two major places, mm-hmm. but there's millions of websites. That undertaking to try to get everybody to take down one quote from the president, nobody has that kind of power. Not yet. Not just yet. So that's why it's best to keep... Just shut your mouth. Think about it and say, you know what? If I say that, this could be taken this way, this way, and this way. Let me reword that. I think, and you have to say the word personally.
You made a very good point, too. If you're a public figure, such as General Hayden here, mm-hmm. if you're in the public eye, if everyone knows you, or at least they're going to know you pretty soon if you fuck up like this, you really need to watch what you're saying. Seriously. I mean, there's no excuse for it, especially in written medium. Especially mm-hmm. in written medium. There is mm-hmm. no excuse for that amount of stupidity in a medium where you can actually type out the words, read it, and go, okay, no, that's not cool. Let me change it before you press enter to send it to somebody. There's no excuse for that kind of stupidity.
And especially because these guys have whole people, I mean, whole people, whole groups that are hired that are, you know, tell them what to say and how to say
person,
it.
The whole person?
Yeah.
You're right, but you know what they end up doing? Instead of letting their assistant or whoever it is they hired speak, you know, tweet for them, they try to do it themselves because they're too proud. I don't need this little intern handling my Twitter for me. I want to say it myself. I've been around for... You don't know how the fuck this works. This is why they get caught.
You have been around. No, you ain't.
This is why they get caught sending out dick pics to the wrong person and all kind of shit happens because they don't understand how technology works. You need to stop and check and see.
This is what I've seen Wiener get flipping voted into office. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's exactly how they get caught. And it's as simple as let me look down and make sure I'm sending this to the right person. No, this is my wife. This is my assistant. I don't want to send this cockpit to her. Let me go ahead and delete this message. It really is just look down and pay attention. So they don't. I think we got another two generations before we get the tech savvy into the office. And even by the time they get in there, they're going to be too far behind in whatever's going on to really understand. So we're going to continue to have this until we get some more tech, just super tech savvy people who have an open mind, you know, about the newest things that are going on. And say, you know, I'm in office. They're just not thinking clearly. And I'm more upset, as I keep saying, I wanted to say my little piece, because not so much is that he will need their help. It's that you just made us a target. And I say us because NSA is still National Security Administration here in America. Every hacker in the world is now coming after us because you opened your fucking mouth. Shut up. I don't want my computer blown up. I do not want to wake up in the morning and see jihad flashing on my screen and I can't get into my windows. Seriously. And I don't know what's going to happen. Stop talking.
Personally, I'm going to laugh if that ends up on the NSA website now.
Not the NSA website. It might be all of us that they come after. They may go after Xfinity or Comcast or some shit.
No way, man. I'm your supporter. Come on.
Hey, no. You better correct that. See, Ginger, that's one of them times. Think about it.
No,
are you supporting?
Noden, I am your supporter. Don't let them do it. I need my Minecraft.
Dude, by now, Snowden knows that we here at GGR are totally like, dude, you totally have the right to say that. So now that we've said that, keep your buddies away from our shit, okay?
I don't think it would be him coming. I'm worried about the other ones, the ones that don't like Americans, not just Snowden. You know we got some enemies, some major enemies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them coming after my shit. I don't bother you at your job. Please.
I don't bother you, do you don't? Oh my God,
I'd be scared. Okay, we gotta move on from this one. This one was a touchy one. Did I give Snow this? I'm upset about this. This
yes, I got the other one. You want me to put the other one up there too?
This one right here. I just gave you the link. I just gave you to the YouTube.
Oh, all right. Cool. Well, let me put that up.
I'm upset about this. I'm gonna need y'all not to ruin my childhood. Seriously.
Uh-oh, who did
Lord? Hold on.
It's coming up.
Slowly but surely coming up.
All right, I think that's just for the game.
Ooh.
This is also a new TV show on Disney.
I'm still waiting.
Wait, we're waiting for it to come up.
It's coming up.
What?
Yes, you've seen the name already. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to let it buffer a minute, and then I'll play it. Go ahead. Keep talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So this is a new show, Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures. I'm not pleased about this. I caught this right before the show. Baby Natrix was here watching Disney, and I said, what the fuck is that? Disney, stop it. Seriously. Stop it. And Namco Bandai, no. I don't want Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures. Why do they, what is it with some of you developers out there?
I'm trying to imagine what sort of storyline they'd even have with this.
I don't know. You see it. It looks like it is a cross between Horton Hears a Who and some crazy shit. I just, that's not.
No, okay, this is for the video game. It reminds me of Super Mario Brothers, but it's Pac-Man.
You're absolutely right.
No. Sonic the Hedgehog and Super Mario Brothers all rolled up into Pac-Man.
So it's a game. It's a game.
It's a game and a new TV show. Namco Bandai, as you see, is doing the game, and the show comes on Disney every Saturday morning. I am not liking this
at
all.
Did Pac-Man just turn into a frog?
Mickey Mouse ears off my Pac-Man.
And we got a crazy chick in a bubble. That's not even Miss Pac-Man. The fuck is that? Pac-Man is married to Miss Pac-Man.
The hell? Is he having an affair?
You see that little chick there, don't you?
mm-mm. That's
okay, and
you
he
know,
turned into a frog. Pac-Man turned into a fucking frog, and he, like, his little tongue went out.
No, that was his little chick that he saved. That's who that was.
Well, that's not Pac-Man. Get off. Back off.
See?
Bitches.
Mm-mm. This Pac-Man's going to walk. And you know that's the reason why I miss Pac-Man in there, because Pac-Man's all round and got curves, and no,
yeah,
can't show a girl like that on TV.
She's got legs and stuff. Her little bow and her mole and her red lipstick. I don't know why. Okay, some of the, you know what, I can't lie. There's been a whole reintroduction of a lot of games and stuff from back in the day. And that they keep trying to redo. Let's redo it in HD. And I was all excited about Shadowrun as well. But in some parts of Shadowrun, I don't like at all. And then this one is another one I'm not going to like at all. God, why do they keep doing this? Why? I don't need you to reintroduce some things to the new generation and make them... To mess them up. It doesn't help. It doesn't do anything. It's kind of stupid. If you want to re-release Pac-Man in HD, why don't you make him look more 3D? Make the maze bigger, or make it so it's playable with gestures with Kinect, you know, if you're going to try to bring it to a new age. Or maybe it's voice activated for our disabled gamers, you know, that they can never play Pac-Man before. Left, right, up, down. Left,
yeah.
Right. Something else that's going to make it more accessible to a generation that didn't have it before. But this right here is not even, this is not Pac-Man. It's a mesh, as Snow said, of three different games, and it's fucked up. Badly.
I'm not happy about this. They've made Mr. Pac-Man cheat on Ms. Pac-Man, and I'm not okay with that.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah.
What kind of values are you teaching our youngsters?
I got this green chick on the side, baby. It's okay. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. She's not really Pac-Man.
No. That was Mr. Pac-Man turned into a fucking frog. That was him.
Oh,
he turned into a frog, not her.
That's even worse.
He did. I watched it again just to make sure.
Pac-Man isn't a
shapeshifter. Pac-Man. He is not Super Mario Brothers. That's why I said it was Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers turned into all these different things. Oh, now I'm angry.
But anyways, I hated that damn thing.
Who do what?
The little toad suit in Super Mario 3. I always hated that thing. It's like the most worthless buff to get in the game.
The
one that turned you into a frog. Can't remember the name. The one that turned you into a frog in Super Mario 3.
God, I don't remember.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I hated the one that turned you into a fucking flying raccoon. I didn't like that.
That one was all right in the flying ones, but that frog one was just a pain in the ass, even in the water world.
You know what? I was never a Super Mario girl, so I'm like, no. At least, I don't understand the reasoning behind doing this. I don't. It's not even an homage to Pac-Man in any kind of way. There's one, I can't find it, that you all gave me that was on Kongregate, that the person had done a tribute to Pac-Man, but it was where you were just down in the maze. And you were, you know, you couldn't see around the corners. So you had to, wait a minute, was this it? Is this it? I think I found it. No, that's a different kind of Pac-Man. But you're down in the maze, you can't see around the corners. And I thought that was cool. That's still Pac-Man. It's nice homage to Pac-Man. A different way to play it. You're in the maze, you turn the corners, you can't see where the ghosts are type of thing. And it's like a first-person shooter version of Pac-Man. So I liked that. This right here is nothing like what we've been playing. I feel like you just desecrated my childhood.
That's a good word for it. That's better than the word I had for it.
I don't know what's... Baby Nation was like, why are you so upset? I said, that is not
Pac-Man. It's not Pac-Man. I mean, if you want to bring it out on a new console, you know, give me high def, give me 3D, I don't care. Put in some better music for it, sure. But keep it Pac-Man. That's not Pac-Man.
Okay, wait.
It's not Pac-Man.
I actually found it if Snow wants to put it up. You can mess around with it just so they can see what I'm talking about. We've been talking about this for a minute.
All right.
But I never actually put it up on the show. I meant to stream it, but I never get to stream it. It might freeze you up because it froze me up. Oh, they might make you take it down. Ha!
Hold on.
Yeah, the little Unity web player's got to load. See, this one I enjoyed a lot.
I'm still waiting for it to load,
I think. It's loading, I think. Hold on. Hold on, Pookie.
Pookie Bear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm not about installing anything. No, not going to do it.
No, that's the Unity web player. You already have that on your thing.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. You just don't have an updated version. Unity comes installed with, it's been a Windows update like ages ago, so you're fine.
Yeah, and you needed, didn't you need it to play that, City of Steam?
Yeah, well, I don't know if she played City of Steam. Did she? Did you? Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, then you.
Are you crazy? We spent a whole, a few hours talking about City of Steam on live air.
Then you already have this. You just need to do an update. Because this has
to... All right, I'm updating
it. I thought that was a Unity player game.
You said who, Woody?
Then I thought that was a Unity game.
Yeah, it's built entirely in Unity. We weren't going to make you install that bad woman.
Just some donkey porn.
All right. I'm already doing it now.
Donkey porn!
What is it with you and the donkey porn? What happens to the midget porn?
The girl's got to change it up.
She was all into the midget porn, and she come back. Now she's on to the donkey porn.
That's it. All right.
Do I have to sign up for this crap?
No, honey. Just click play. It's going to load up in a second. Lord have mercy. It should just let you go in.
I hope so. If it loads.
Click allow. You got to click allow at the bottom, baby cake. Since you're in Internet Explorer. Internet Explorer. Bottom there.
Why are you in?
Click. Oh, it's loading up now. Yes, she's an Internet Explorer.
We got to break up. Why are you back in, 1998?
No. I use Firefox for everything except the show, because for some reason, OBS does not like my Firefox. But it'll work with Internet Explorer without a problem. Which actually works out pretty well, because then I can look up information on my Firefox and pop it over to Internet Explorer. Works out pretty well. And it's loading, so go ahead and start talking about it. Go ahead.
All right, so this one, I'm choking to this. Call 911. Okay, so this one is, like I said, a first-person shooter version of Pac-Man. And very, very exciting. Ural actually dropped this in my chat, because, Ural's in a whole other time zone than we are, so usually by the time we're asleep, he's... it's like 2:00 in the morning for him, and 4 or 5 for us. So he dropped this in, and I went to play it. I love it. If I feel a little nervous, it's very, one of those ones where I scream. Y'all know I like to scream. Screaming.
I scream, you scream, y'all scream, I scream.
So I thought this was a nice take on it. But this other business, I don't like. It's almost like when they did the other Shadowrun and they tried to make it like Halo. That's what I feel like they're doing with Pac-Man. Either you find a way to pay homage without borrowing too much from other games, or you just don't do it.
Have an original idea?
Yes, it requires an original idea. Gasp and swoon. What the hell just happened there, Snow?
I don't know.
Kind of prawn you watching?
I ain't watching no prawn, I swear.
We know you watch them.
Right, I'm playing.
Yes, she needs to be sharing.
Okay, so you click. Did you click play?
It's loud. Yeah, you got to turn the sound down. Where am I?
You got to turn the sound down, woman. Got to turn the sound down.
Click. I don't know how. How do I turn the sound down?
Click play, and then you should get a little button. It should stop in a minute.
I did.
All right, do you see now?
At least I don't hear it, so.
We can barely hear it.
That's a ghost.
See? Do you see what she did? This is an original item.
That is cute.
Okay, you got to use your arrow keys, girl. Go.
Arrow keys?
Yes, arrow keys.
No WASD?
Well, I think you can use WASD, too. But do you see how this is still Pac-Man?
I like that.
Yeah, but whole different
feel. I'm going to need that link.
I'm going to drop it for you here, Ginger. This right here is fun. Snow, are you having fun?
I would take it by the squeals, yes.
She can't hear us. And you notice the dot counter in the top left.
That is cute.
Power pellet. Oh! Look, I'm screaming for her. See, the screen changes colors. You got to get the ghost. All right. I don't know how. There you go.
That is cute.
Snow, your screen's flashing red, girl. You about to die. They gonna get you, girl. Run.
That is awesome. I want to play that.
See? Whole different kind of vibe. Okay, now you got to eat the ghost. Eat them.
I did. I can't find them.
They're blue. There's one. There he is. Eat him. Chomp him up. There he goes.
They're behind me. I know what I'm doing.
She likes it when they're behind her.
There she is. Come here.
Now, again, if this was released by Namco Bandai, maybe for a handheld would be nice, maybe for phone.
Oh, my God, yeah, that'd be fun, especially with the whole tilt and everything.
Oh, God, yeah. Cell phones, all kinds of fun you can have with this one. But this, the other one, it's like she's exactly right. They tried to mix two or three different mediums. Let's make Pac-Man a platformer. No. And Snow, you
just
won.
It wrong, folks.
No, you just won the Ghostbuster badge, by the way.
I did?
Yes. Who are you going to call?
Oh, nice.
So
yeah. But you got to register before you can claim your Ghostbuster badge in 5 points.
You heard that they're going to do a new Ghostbusters movie, right?
Yeah, I heard, but Bill Murray declined to do it. So I'm not probably.
He's like ancient now, so.
Oh, it don't matter that he's ancient, but he still declined to do it. He made the movie.
That's true.
Yeah, he did. Dr. Venkman was like the character in that movie.
So no Dr. Venkman means, I'm not interested. But they've been talking about doing that for years and saying they were going to make it darker, which I was all for. I was like, go ahead and make it just a little bit darker. Keep the comedy, but you can darken it up just a little bit. But he declined, so, and I don't know if, I think only, whoa.
What's going on?
I'm not sure what's going on.
What happened?
I think I heard a gunshot, and then I heard my neighbor's dog screaming, so I'm not sure what just happened. I'm going to stay right here.
We're living in the ghetto.
How about you back away from the windows?
Actually,
away from the windows.
Oh, I'm behind a brick wall, so they got to be, like, rifle and with a ladder. that's why I'm here. I don't live in the ghetto, actually. I live in one of the nicer areas of town, which is what makes it hilarious. Figure, go figure. Nicer area seems to have more crime than the other areas. Okay, anyway, so then you guys see, lovely, lovely game, original idea. Why don't we have this happen more often? I don't know some of these developers. And while we're on that subject, we're going to move to the next subject because we got a few more minutes left. The guys that decided to steal Nintendo's games.
Yeah. And then bragged about it. What the hell?
So do you have that?
I know. How stupid is that? You're stealing somebody's copyrighted games.
Wait a minute.
And you're going to brag about
it. Go to hackyourconsole.com. Because we didn't go there earlier. Let's go look at their website.
Gotcha.
200 games for $50.
Why? I mean, I understand.
Why are you going to brag about it?
The economy is hard. But they're Nintendo games. Why? Stealing from Nintendo. You're like stealing from your childhood.
I'm just looking at it. You're not even making a hell of a lot of money off of this if you're giving away $200 for $50. You're not making a ton of money.
And I can't believe they have a website.
Oh, yeah. They have the audacity to have a website.
That is not smart.
By
the way, just so y'all know, we do not condone this, okay? We do not condone this. This is a bunch of bullshit. Mm.
And I know a guy who has a console like this. He has, like, every Nintendo game on it. Of course, he's got it set up a little bit differently. It's got, like, an external hard drive set up in it. And every game he rents, he's got a way of, like, saving it to his hard drive.
See, that's what I don't agree with. I understand, like, if I was into modding, but I don't like modding any consoles or anything like that. I don't even like jailbreaking the phone. And I was about to with the Droid, the other Droid. Y'all remember, I was like, I've had it with some of the stuff on it, but the new one didn't have that problem. But I'm not into that. If I were, then I would only do games I already have. I still have my GameCube here somewhere. But, you know, my GameCube games, if I wanted to keep them, if I was going to mod, I'd do games I have. I wouldn't be going out stealing games to put on the console. That right there is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
And he's not even making the kind of money that he could be making. And I said this morning, what would be smart, Nintendo? start handing out licenses, reseller licenses. Since these people want to steal your stuff, make it harder. You know, you can tell anybody, you know, any website, you can buy a reseller license for this much or pay this much a month and you are official reseller. You can resell any Nintendo game and these sites like this will start to disappear, I promise you. Because you can't, you know, they're not going to make any money. People are not going to want to buy a hacked version of the game if they can go somewhere else and, you know, they can pick it up from somebody that's licensed to resell them.
Mm-hmm.
Because this way, as the NSA gets more involved in our lives, this could lead to jail time, having one of these little hacked consoles and these 200 games you got $50 for. And on top of that, the person that runs the company is too stupid to keep his fucking mouth shut. He's going to tell on himself on Facebook.
And then they're going to know who all's Wii's he's worked on that he's mm-hmm. sent this to.
So you got somebody stupid you bought stuff from, it's illegal, so on.
Here's
and so
one
forth.
Thing to, like, borrow a game from a friend. It's a whole nother to do something shitty like this.
This is taking money from our devs, our Nintendo, and then
yes.
you're...
And Nintendo's an amazing console. For as much hate as it gets, I guess,
yeah.
it really is. I mean, everybody's like, oh, Xbox One, PS4. You know what? No, fuck you. Nintendo was doing this before everybody else,
mm-hmm.
and always has been. And
dude, my regular Nintendo still works. I
yeah.
can still plug that bitch in and still play.
Mine was
exactly.
stolen. Somebody stole mine, but yeah, I had one. Original Nintendo, I had a Nintendo 64. And then remember when they remade the Nintendo into a little smaller one? I had that one too. I bought from Toys R Us. And their stuff does mm-hmm. not break.
No.
No. I mean, you do have to be a little careful when you're putting the little cartridges in the game. You got to touch it just right. But it still works, and my Super Nintendo still works, too.
Wait a minute.
I've been playing Zelda on that a couple days a week.
Look, wait a
no.
minute. Wait a minute.
Touch it just
you.
Right now. It was always like, slam that bitch in,
yeah.
blow in it, maybe.
Yes, that's what I was about to do. Listen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
baby.
Mine,
blow it, baby.
Real
blow
gentle
it.
With it. You got to put it in just enough. And then push it down just barely until it clicks, and then it works.
But okay, so, and then now the pricing for these, which I find funny, that our new consoles are trying to get down as low as they are. Your Wii U Deluxe version, now keep in mind, to get a Deluxe version or the equivalent of Xbox One is not going to cost as much. There's a $349. This is the cost of a regular Xbox without the Kinect. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. They said you can't get it without the Kinect.
Yeah, 6-8, no, that new Xbox boned. You have to have the Kinect. It comes
yep.
bundled together, and you don't get an option.
Good Lord. So, and just so y'all know, wait a minute. Do I have this up? I should give this to Snow. But no, this is probably going. She's going to kill me if I do this. Okay, so you got your comparisons. They compare for you. They tell you it comes in different colors. You can get your Wii U in the black or the white. It comes with Nintendo Land if you get the deluxe. It comes with, or it supports 1080p graphics. It's compatible with your HDMI, your Wii component video, your Wii S video, stereo AV, and Wii AV. Plays Wii games. Listen to what I said. Plays your Wii games. You don't have to get rid of your games from your Wii. Okay, and your Wii U games. Comes with the gamepad. It can use the Wii accessory so you can keep your Wiimote. So if you already have a controller, guess what? You don't have to get another controller. You got a gamepad that comes with it and your old controller. It downloads playable games. You can use it as a it has. What do they have? It already have Nintendo TV. You know how Xbox keeps telling you about, oh, we're going to have TV. You have to pay extra for it. No.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo is already, they already have it. It's not extra. It comes with a chat. You can get on the internet, and there's always got on the internet long before Sony put it on theirs, before Xbox put it. The Wii could surf the internet, always. You could always
mm-hmm.
watch your Netflix on your Wii, always. Not add on later, you always could. This also works with YouTube, and you can buy stuff off of Amazon.com. They give you 10% back on anything you download. Are y'all listening to this? AMD Radon,
HD. That is hot.
This is.
I'm listening.
This is
sorry, I was like touching myself.
And all that, and it's only 3 pounds. It's 3 pounds.
That is nice.
The difference between that one and they have a $299 version is it doesn't come with Nintendo Land, and you don't get 10% off your purchases. But everything else I told you, same thing, with just the Wii U Basic. So why is it that some of you are hating on Nintendo so much?
Because they all think that Nintendo is just for kids. Well, yes, Nintendo does market to kids. But guess what? You loved it when you were a kid. Your kids are going to love it, and their kids after that are going to love it. Because that's what Nintendo does best. And they
then
know
bitches
it. They're
still
going to
work when you have great grandchildren.
That's
yes.
right.
Exactly. And they are always going to have more players because there's always new kids, new gamers being born. Okay.
And that is one
and
thing
like,
about
just
new
like I explained
kids.
Yes, just like I explained to this lady in Walmart the other day. I was like, look, Xbox, PS, and Sony, very good consoles, but not till your kids are older. She had kids like 10 and under. I was like, dude, totally get them the Nintendo. You need to get them Nintendo. Keep them with that. The Wii is great. Keep them with Nintendo for a little while. They make the best games. Always make sure you're checking the ratings on all your games. This little ESRB right there. I sat there and talked to her, and I said, Nintendo, 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 Nintendo. Always get Nintendo for your younger kids because they are the ones who focus mainly on games that are good for younger children. My nephew
and they're
going to
be
Super
multiplayer,
Mario Kart,
which is
all...
one of my bitches about PS3 and Xbox games.
Yes.
The other thing
my
is...
nephew actually plays Super Mario Kart with his friends on his 3DS all the fucking time.
Yeah.
All the time.
And that now, and I gripe, the only thing I don't like is the friend codes are way too long there, Nintendo. But they also encourage the kids. They have the street pass. This encourages the kids when they're out to make new friends. Anybody? Well, I think you two don't have DSs. The DS has the same thing, street pass, meaning, but it used to only work with certain games. Like when I would play Nintendogs, if I shut mine down, say we're in the car riding, and somebody could be on the freeway next to me in the car, and if they have their Nintendogs in and they have the street pass open, their dog would come onto my console. This is somebody I don't even know. And their dog would either bring my dog a gift or they'd give their
did
dog a
clean
gift.
Clean up after their dog afterwards?
No, somebody didn't. I did run. I did have a little boy. No, that was a different. Somebody. I don't know who that was on the freeway. I did run across somebody on the freeway, but we ended up losing each other because we got too far away. I could never figure out which car it was. You know, to say, oh, that person, you know, because I'm like looking around like, okay, somebody's playing Nintendogs on the freeway. Then I think I've told Ginger this before. Even playing Animal Crossing, you have a feature, Street Pass feature, where you'd put a note in a bottle and throw it in the ocean in your game, and it would show up in somebody else's game.
Aw, that's cute.
And what I did was I put a note in there that says, you know, I'm Gamanatrix from Gamer Girls Radio. If you find this bottle and come talk to us, we'll give you a code for a free game. And it was a little boy somewhere on the other side of the world that says, I got your note. He came to the website. I got your note, and I won a game. I gave him a code. He thought it was the coolest thing ever. So they encourage you.
Cool.
Yeah, they encourage you to make friends with people, whereas, now I'm not saying Xbox and PlayStation doesn't, but we do tend to get into our elitist status where we kind of just only want to play with people we know. We don't always go make new friends. So I love that about them, and because it's a kiddie console, it encourages kids to do that. Let me make a new friend, and they make friends easily anyway, but this is even better. Somebody they probably would never, you know, other kid they'd never talk to. Okay, we've been rambling for like an hour, and it's time for us to go bye-bye.
It is. But no, that's
already
awesome.
Dang. It's already time to go? Dang, all right.
It'd be time to go.
Well, I do want to actually say that you want to check out our show on that we did last Tuesday. We gave you guys, because I know some of you didn't listen to Pixanista, and that's totally fine, but I'm going to say it today. Guys, especially, you need to listen to our last Tuesday show. We gave you some great advice on how to get your gamer girl hot. Seriously. Not even kidding. We gave awesome advice. Rawr. So you definitely need to check that shit out. I'm being honest. You need to take all of the suggestions that we did, tailor it to you, and roll with it because it will totally work. So that's it. Do we have music or no?
Yeah, it's high in there in the background.
Okay. There we go. I hear it now.
All right, I couldn't hear it.
Whoa.
Oh, there it is. Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's it for today. You can tune in tomorrow to catch the news, and I believe Corey and Ginger will be handling that. If not, then I might be up, because y'all know I handle little shit like that. And you can favorite us if you like it, and send favorites if you don't, because that's how we roll, and we really don't care. Either way, that's great. No, actually, we do care. We want you to favorite us.
Look, you talking too long. I got cupcakes to make.
Girl, don't make me hurt you. Your cupcakes can wait. They ain't burning. They're virtual. So, all right. Say goodnight, bitches.
Not this
I'm a Jedi.
Bye, y'all.